It's Thursday, August the 7th, and I am Leonard Witbien with your news at 8 a.m. Okanja social justice activist Johannes Dasip says he's preparing to petition President Netumbonandi Ndaitwa over the lack of progress in investigations of the murders that occurred in the town earlier this year. Dasip had previously engaged with the now-resigned police station commander, but says those discussions failed to yield any meaningful updates on the status of the investigations.
So he just asked me so that we cannot make a lot of noise because they are advancing their investigation. And he has kindly, confidently asked me that our teams, so I should just try to hold on. And then I said, okay, if that is the scenario, let me write it to the commander-in-chief, which is the president, the head of state, so that he can assure it. Because she was here in April when this thing happens. She was here and she raised a sort of Kenya residence and changed all the stones, changed or turned around so that we know this thing will be investigated to the later.
Anti-Corruption Commission Chief Investigator Oberti Inambao testified in the Windhoek Magistrates Court that Leo Nandaho allegedly benefited from fuel assets worth 228 million via Erongo Petroleum CC. Reporting for News on One, Envalde Mateus says the commission also suspects Nandaho had prior contact with Simaneka Malima, who is still at large in the broader 480 million Namco corruption case.
Inambao raised concerns that if Nandaho is released on bail, he may interfere with evidence, especially since he was allegedly in contact with Malima before his arrest. Inambao testified that Nandaho presented himself at the ACC only because he had been summoned for questioning and did not expect to be arrested, believing that he was only assisting the investigation.
UNAM plans to create a School of Nuclear Science applications aiming to graduate a minimum 100 graduates by 2030. According to spokesperson Simon Namesho, speaking to News on One's Selma Tapopi, the school will strengthen the nuclear industry and contribute to national GDP growth. Pro Vice Chancellor Ellen Namila said in addition that the initiative is already at an advanced stage.
Namesho said the university already has a foundational team of six or more academic staff members from the School of Science who hold master's and doctoral degrees in various nuclear-related disciplines. He added that graduates from the Department of Applied Nuclear Science will be prepared to pursue careers in a range of sectors across Namibia and the SADC region.
A Nigerian court has taken control of IKEA Electric and KEPCO Energy Resources amidst the country's power sector crash crisis of 2 trillion naira, roughly $1.31 billion. And as per Reuters, Justice Akintayo Oluka ordered banks and regulators to freeze the company's assets and accounts and approved Kunla Okunba as receiver manager. KEPCO owns 70% of Egbin Power, Nigeria's largest electricity generator. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced an additional 25% tariff rate on India, taking the total to 50%. He says New Delhi's decision to continue buying cheap Russian energy is the reason behind the latest hike. Our correspondent in Washington is Nick Harper.
Well, it's a new additional tariff being placed on India. Remember last week, Donald Trump set the tariff rate at 25% on all Indian goods leaving India and entering the United States. But he had also warned that India might face additional penalties. We've seen those threats increase during the course of this week. And it's tied to any country that is buying cheap Russian energy in the form of oil and gas. But he does say that this 25% penalty because of the oil will not come into effect for another 21 days.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.